she's about to earn some bragging rights. I'm about to give it up like I've been holding back all night.
Welcome, everybody, to the Voice and Poncho mini show. We're coming to you a little earlier this week. Poncho's going to be up in New York City hanging out with some of his guy friends, so we wanted to make sure we got the show in for you. Poncho, how you doing?
Tools, let me stop you right there, bro. You mentioned mini show, but nothing mini on my end, my friend. Operating at my usual thickness, my usual abrasiveness and overwhelmingness. But I'm excited. Show 37, Tools, 37, that special age for you when you finally cracked into some tail. And I'm sure our listeners aren't upset we're here early.
Boy, you sound a little distant, Poncho. Explain to the listeners. I mean, we had to do this remotely to your conflict in scheduling. You're sometimes a hard guy to nail down.
Well, Tools, even if I had a clear weekend and didn't have a thing going on, the last place I want to be would be in the same room with you and your moronness after what you pulled on Sunday, offended me, and then took to Twitter and offended our fans. I felt harassed.
Well, let's listen. Yeah. We agreed that we were going to discuss Sunday's incident a little later in the show. Don't start pushing right into it already.
Well, okay. I'm going to be in New York this weekend, Tools. If that's a crime on my part, I'm going to be up there incapacitating every female in the Apple, and I'm going to be getting real aggressive with them. I'm also going to be up there frolicking around some stores, making some purchases, Tools. So I'm sorry, I won't be able to be near the studio this weekend.
But that's fine. You told me you were going to score tickets to Les Mis. Now, I'm not sure if you're aware of this. Les Mis isn't on Broadway anymore, so I guess you'll be going to the movie to see that.
Tools, I realize that you live for shows like Cats and Twiddler on the Roof or whatever you call it, but I'm going up there for one reason and one reason only. Strange.
Oh, well, that's pretty impressive. I hope your significant other isn't listening to the show.
And I'll have photos available for anybody that wants to see them.
Will they be similar to Teo's girlfriend's photos?
Oh, Tools, I think we covered that full on last week with show 36. But
so how are you getting up to the New York?
I'm going to take the train, brother.
Oh,
I mean,
are you
what, are you
going
to have an electronic monitoring device on me? Are you that attached to me, Tools? I mean, I understand that you probably dream of me and your only thoughts are of me. But just try to let me go for a weekend. And our listeners are probably in the same boat. Let me go for a little bit. Let me do my own thing and, you know, listen to show 37. You'll get over it.
Okay. Now, one thing we do want to explain is we are going to be having a Super Bowl extravaganza for all the listeners. We promised a roundtable a couple weeks ago. There were some technical issues on my end for recording stuff.
Damn right on your end, brother.
There were some technical issues. Now, we have that worked out, so we're going to be bringing @Sooner4597. He's going to come on. He's going to discuss. We're going to go over a lot of the fun betting, the parlays, and like some of the stuff you can bet on. Like
special gambler's corner tools for all the degenerates out there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, one thing we set up was the tip jar on our website, which is thevoiceponcho.com. thevoiceponcho.com. We set up this thing where you could donate, you know, tip us for our program. Last week we implemented it, and guess how much we got in tips, Poncho?
Well, you know what, Tools? I didn't count all the money yet. I didn't get through all the clicks and that on the internet, but go ahead.
Zero. Nothing. Nothing. I mean,
Tools? You are the mastermind that designed that site, and who knows where you put the donate button. I'm sure if it's front and center, we'd be making millions by now.
Now, just remember, every week, the highest donator gets a special segment on the show where we, you know, you can type us a message. We'll read it for you. I mean, 50 cents would have gotten you the spotlight this week, but nobody donated. It's kind of hurt my feelings.
And to all our fans out there, we realize that you've been just feeding off of the Voice and Poncho here for almost a full year now, Tools. But get your wallet out and put your money where your ears are and pay for what you're listening to.
I know. This is entertainment at its best. And I mean, like I said before, you give a dollar to a guy for handing you a Coors Light or something, and
exactly
nothing to the VMP.
Yeah.
But anyway,
and here you got one of the greatest radio hosts in the history of this earth, and our fans won't pay for it. Speaking of Coors Light, Tools, I'm pretty deep right now myself. I'm drinking. I'm in love with myself right now.
That's about par for the course. Now, speaking of our fans and how much, whoa, easy, buddy. How much we love our fans, we set this neat thing up on Sunday. It was a Google Plus Hangout where you could come in, you know, you can use your video, everybody could hang out, and we were going to watch the 3 o'clock game together. Poncho, actually, I think you encouraged me to do it. You were the one that wanted to do it, if I was correct. Mm-hmm. Now, so we had this set up. We had some fans in there. People were looking for you. What happened to you, Poncho?
Well, Tolles, unlike you, who spends your Sunday making an indentation in the couch and pumping down Fritos all day, I move around a little bit. I was active. I'm in a basketball league. I was playing, and it was cold Sunday, Tolles. I'm a man. I get out and in the elements and physically excel. So I had to rest a little bit. I'm sorry I didn't make your 3 o'clock on the dot deadline, and I didn't get to the Google chat. I apologize to the fans, but you owe me an apology on the air. 142 text messages over a five-hour period on Sunday. That's harassment.
Now, let's just get this straight. You're in a basketball league, correct?
Correct, Tolles.
Is there officials? I think we've gone over. There's no referees. It's pickup basketball. It's not a league. You don't wear a jersey.
You're right. I don't play in the NBA, and I don't play in the NBDL. Okay, you're right. You got me there, Tolles. But I'm out there. I'm excelling on the court. I'm getting physical with everyone, male and female. And then you come at me just because, I wasn't free and, you know, able to just get on this silly little chat. I'm sorry. I apologize to the fans. I don't apologize to you, you dope.
Don't you think it would have been nice if you would have given us a heads up that you weren't going to be able to make it?
Things happen, brother. You know, I had a noon game and it was a long game. My game's always long, as you should know, because you've seen me dominate physically at the bar.
So you couldn't, I know you don't answer your phone, which is one of the weird things about you, but you couldn't have just taken 5 seconds to text and say, I'm not going to make it?
Tolles, my apology to the fans is this special show, this special pump day show. And we all know that's not literally on your end. The last date you had was in a bowl of grape nuts. So I'm the kind of guy that makes it up to our fans, and that's what we're doing here on this special Wednesday, special hump day show.
Well, I just think sometimes you take the fans for granted, and you just do whatever you want, and you don't care.
Tolles, I love the fans, okay? Now, I know you got something personal against me because you love me, you adore me, and you want to really get this off your chest, but can we get to some content here?
Okay, let's get right into it. Do you like the Harbaugh brothers?
No, I don't.
Really? You don't like John?
I don't know, Tolles. I'm not a fan of that, you know, mean mugging for the camera, Bill Cowher, like white trash stuff. I'm not into that. I don't like that showboating. Are they good coaches? Yeah. Is it going to be a good game? Yeah. Are you going to be getting any tail? No. But I just think it's going to be a great matchup. That's all I care about. I'll be eating my face off, and then I'll be getting into bed later with something warm and fuzzy. So it's going to be a beautiful Sunday.
Fuzzy, I thought you said that wasn't the case. But anyway, now you said that you are going, it's going to be a good game. Do you feel 49ers, Ravens? 49ers, Ravens?
Tolles, I know you take my advice as the Lord's wisdom. So I've been breaking the game down for hours. 27-20 Ravens.
Wow, yeah. I think the Ravens are going to win, and I'm also leaning, I'm rooting for the Ravens. I don't know, I'd like to see them win. I'm not rooting for Ray Lewis.
Exactly. Okay.
I mean, mm-hmm. How about what Wes Welker's wife put on Facebook about Ray Lewis?
Oh, yeah. Explain it, Tolles. Elaborate.
Well, she basically posted, if you look at Ray Lewis's Wikipedia, he has like 6 kids. He's a couple marriages. He had to pay off one wife. And he was accused of murder. And Everybody celebrates this guy like he's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
It was poignant. And true, and I kind of agree with her. I'm just sick of how they're following this guy around. I mean, the media is weak. They're so lazy. Example, Notre Dame Teo's story. They can't find a different storyline.
Yeah, it's getting old, Tolles. And as much as the media overcovers this guy, and overcover they do, there have been some complaints about Ray. You know, he doesn't reveal a whole lot in his post-game interviews and stuff, Tolles, you know. It's a funny thing because, you know, he didn't have much to say down at the station 10 years ago when they fronted him on that murder he was involved in. So fans shouldn't be surprised about this guy's tight-lipped.
Yeah, right. You know, the ironic thing about Ray is he's a rat. That's how he got off on the charges. He ratted people out.
Yeah.
Note that. Now, somebody also, one of our fans said a comparison is that the media hovers over Ray Lewis the way you hover over your girlfriend when you're out at the bar because you're all insecure about her. Is that true?
You know what?
You hover over her like a wet blanket.
Since the beginning of time. You know what I do when I go to the bar? I go in. I don't hold the door for her. If she wants to come in after me, she comes in after me. I go to the bar. I get my drink. And she comes following me, Tools. And then I just explore the floor for all the beautifulness in it. I don't even pay attention. I'll flick her off like a quarter off my thumb.
Okay, here's the reenactment. So there's the guys are up in New York. They're heading into the bar. Okay, man, look at all these hot chicks. I gotta go outside. I gotta take this call. What do you mean, Poncho? I gotta go outside. I gotta take this call. You're gonna get like 7 or 8 calls. Oh, what are you doing up there? And you're gonna be running away on the phone. I have video of you doing it. It's so pathetic.
Tools, your jealousy is overwhelming almost. I can see. I know you worship me, Tools. I've seen your room. I've seen the photos you got of me, and I don't remember them being taken. Let's just put it that way for our fans.
So you're going to be in New York while we're down here partying, and you're going to be scared and answering phone calls and texting the whole night.
Well, I know you deal in hypotheticals, Tools. That's your thing. You're sort of a lot of what-ifs running through your head, you know? What if she said yes when I asked her out? What if I wasn't a virgin at 34? You know, a lot of what-ifs with you, brother. I'm real. Reality will be in New York, and it'll involve my 12.5 inches.
Well, hey, if you would tweet out some pictures of the girls and guys you meet in New York, I'm sure that'd be kind of cool.
You got it, brother. Just get on the Twitter feed. You don't do any tweeting. We've all had enough of that from Sunday. Follow the Twitter feed, fans. It's at The Voice Poncho. And Tools, have we mentioned the website?
Yes, we did. It's thevoiceponcho.com.
Well, Tools, slow down, brother. It's www.thevoiceponcho.com. And just so everybody's clear, it's a worldwide web address because we run this world and everything in it. It will sexually harass you until you soar.
Okay. Now, we also have landed some NBA merchandise, would you say? How would you describe it, Poncho?
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to tease it too much, but I will. We got some serious, authentic, game-used memorabilia. And we're going to especially reserve it for the anniversary, one-year anniversary gala show. Put on the top hats, brother. The Voice and Poncho are turning a year old in February, and we'll get back to you with more on that giveaway.
Yep, everybody, it's from a Sixers player, and he's a voice of the show, so he said he'd donate some stuff, so we're very, very excited about that.
Not going to drop a name, Tools, but it's one of the few Sixers players that you're actually caring about season stinks.
Speaking of stinking, how about how the Flyers started off? I mean, D. Lee told us there wouldn't be any rust or anything. So what do they just stink?
Yeah, Tools, you got me, brother. You've been watching the games too, right? And the disheartening thing is this. Okay, if I lose a hard battle game, that's fine. I'll just drink it off. But when I sit down, tuck into my couch for a game at 7:30 start, and by 7:33 we're losing, I just feel like jumping out a window. It's frustrating to watch this team. That's how bad they are.
Braden Schenn got suspended a game for that hit in the Devils game. I mean,
that was the only good part of that game.
I don't know. He got suspended a game, I guess, because he left his feet or something. I don't know. Philadelphia sports have just been horrible this year. You get so excited, and every team has let us down this year.
Agreed.
The Phillies, did you see that big move they did this week?
Big, literally. This guy, Delman Young, Tools, have you seen this guy?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, eats ho-hos at a frantic pace. They say he's going to be in right field. Lucky if he can get this tub in the stadium. He's so big. I don't know about it. They didn't give him a lot of money, but whatever money he makes is going to be spent on honey buns and other sweets.
So you're not sold on this signing.
You want to play the guessing game real quick, Tools?
Yeah, go ahead.
How many walks did Delman Young have last year, full season?
He didn't play a full season, didn't he?
How many walks did he have in his season?
Was it more than Ryan Howard?
No.
Seven.
20. Seven's pretty modest there, brother.
Is this
how many strikeouts?
Is this before or after he got suspended for the anti-Semitic remarks?
We won't go there, Tools.
Well,
how
he
many
did.
Strikeouts?
He got,
how many strikeouts?
110.
Wow, Tools. I'll tell you what, brother. 112. You're right on point, my friend. That you must not be that drunk this week.
I did some research on him.
Okay, there you go. The guessing game is complete.
Well, I mean, everybody, this is a shortened show. We just wanted to give you a little something, keep you excited while we're out here. I mean, Poncho.
Tools, before you talk, the kids in the bed here, I know it's 8:30, but I just wanted to run something real quick by you. You talked about these fraud mediaites. Did you catch DNL today, particularly David Murphy high cheese?
No, I missed the high cheese.
You know what? This fool is really annoying me. He comes on in this designer suit.
Designer?
What's that?
Is it like your Burlington Coat factory suit you have?
No, it's a legit suit. You know, I'm sure Comcast gives him this suit before he goes on. First off, Honey Boo Boo would look better in pinstripes. Next thing, high cheese, button the top button. We know somehow that pube came the whole way up to your neck, but we don't need to see it. Also, Tools. This guy's comedy, his jokes. Oh, you should have seen the audience, Tools. No reaction whatsoever. Your escort service dates look more thrilled than that audience, and that's saying something. This guy, I'm coming at him physically, mentally, and in all facets of life, because I can't stand him.
Did he have the Coke bottle glasses on as well?
No, he did. He got this new short haircut and the unbuttoned undershirt. You know, this guy's a serious problem for me, Tools.
Remember, he's a huge Jimmy Rollins fan. Don't forget that.
And that says all you need to know about the high cheese right there, brother.
Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in for the shortened show. We'll be getting this out to you. Remember, huge Super Bowl special, round table, tons of gambling insight. Everybody have a great week. So I can hear what you're saying to me. I got cups full of that rosé. Smoke anything that's past me. Don't worry about my voice. I won't need it for what I'm about to do to you. Girl, I think I might get used to ya. I might have to take your number when I'm through with ya. All I ask of you is try to earn my memory. Make me remember you like you remember me. Bad bitch, girl, I think I might get used to ya. I might have to take your number when I'm through with ya. All I ask of you is try to earn my memory. Make me remember you like you remember me.
Oh, rapping ass. Like years past the class, hit it, don't have to pass. Nigga, we the new aftermath. Niggas after fame, I just have to laugh. Niggas after fame, I'm after cash. Use a fan, I'm a player. I'm the man, use a hater. And I only smoke papers, so you tell that I'm Taylor. Nigga, listen, break it down, roll the weed on the island of my kitchen. And now the thing goes down without permission. Look. Everything I got on, I was made for. Everything that I got, I done came for. All the shit that you see, I done slaved for. All the cars in the crib, yeah, that's paid for. Need I say more? Spend so much money on clothes and fuck a store making my own. I hope that you rolling one up while you singing alone. And no, I was rolling one while I was making the sound.